Within days, Israel dismantled Shchunat HaMugrabim, the Palestinian neighborhood in front of the wall, and built a big plaza. A week later, on the festival of Shavuot, it was officially opened to the public. Professor Chana Kahat, the founder of Kolech, Israel's first Jewish Orthodox feminist organization, remembers that day.
Oh, it was very, very, very special. People just ran to the Kotel. All the people of Jerusalem came. There were a lot of people dancing together, men, women, religious, secular. It was full, full, full of people. We were very, very excited.
Shulamit and her family wanted to see the miracle with their own eyes. The following year, 1968, they returned to Israel and immediately made their way up to Jerusalem. Shulamit traced the steps she had taken on the previous visit, pausing at the once forbidding boundary.
And all of a sudden, what we couldn't do, we could. We can just go.
She had dreamt of crossing this border. And now?
Oh my God, I'm just walking there. It's nothing. I cross the street and I keep going and I walk. And I just go there.
Shulamit finally reached the Kotel, and it was just as magical as she had always imagined.
Aval